Where are we at, you ask? Well, thank you to Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, for giving us an office that we can broadcast out of. Jay Otteson is with us. He is chief operating officer with SM Energy, along with Jack Ekstrom with Whiting Petroleum and I. Jay, tell people about your company. What are you?
Well, thanks, Joel. We're a 100-plus-year-old company founded SM, actually stands for St. Mary. You'll appreciate that.
Okay.
St. Mary Parish, Louisiana is where the company started 104, 105 years ago now. And we've been real active in North Dakota for a number of years. We bought a company from Billings called Nance Petroleum a number of years ago. They had a large Bakken position that really built our position in North Dakota and Montana. So we've been active there for quite some time. We have about 60 full-time employees and 20 full-time equivalent contractors in North Dakota. Very active there. We have three rigs running. Probably one of the most active companies in the Divide County area, the northern part of the Bakken play. So we probably have more influence and more opportunities to talk to people there, perhaps, than many of our other competitors. Been very involved in the city of Crosby. Today, we're producing about 18,000 barrels a day. We operate or own interest in about 400 wells up in North Dakota.
How do you guys, because it does seem like that when you go to certain areas, Jack, when I think of Watford City, I think of Whiting. When I, you know, there's certain areas where you see companies that really have a footprint. And S&M, I mean, SM, it's, you know, Divide County. What makes you decide Divide County is where we're going to have a footprint?
Well, you know, really driven around the geology and opportunity. When the Bakken play started up, we started looking for ways that we could get into the play and looking at the geology and just decided there was an area that other people weren't concentrating that we thought had potential and were able to pick up the acreage and get working there. And I'd have to say we've been very happy with our acreage, great relationships with landowners there, just some great people. You know, I was looking at their website one day and they talk about the city of Crosby has 1,000 people, mostly of Scandinavian ancestry. They point that out.
Yep.
You know, I'm a Swede.
John Andrus is very happy with you.
Yeah,
right now.
I'm a Swede, we have some great employees who've lived there for a long time and who know the people, and it's just really worked out well for us.
Well,
sure, I'm Svenska Poiken myself.
There you go. So. Okay, all right.
Yeah, hey there.
Yeah.
So I'm Norwegian. Does that mean we're at war?
Norwegians are warmongers. We all know that.
Just because we had a couple ships and we just pillaged and never mind.
That's all right.
Jack, the reason I asked that question that way, though, is because there's a lot of footprint out there yet to be had. I mean, when you start going south, I've always said, is this going to make its way into South Dakota? Is this, I mean, are the things that we're yet to find out? How does this work with, for example, how does this work when it comes to Montana? Is there more that can be done in Montana? You're knocking on the door of Montana.
Sure, and I think there is more. We're proving up some parts there in eastern Montana right now. I think we've talked about the fact that that right around that state line area, there's more potential. So, and I know Jack's company's involved down there as well.
And you're looking at the same things, Jack.
We are. We're very active in the Missouri Breaks area. We've had some terrific results. We tweaked our completion pattern a little bit, completion recipe, and it's worked very well. The state line area has had a long history. I mean, Mondack Field was a huge discovery back in the 80s. It's very prolific. There are lots of opportunities there. But what Jay described as critical mass, it's very important. You will see fringe players fall out because they can't get to critical mass SM has done in Divide County, like we've done in Mount Trail, like EOG has done in Partial Field. You get that large asset and you can build from that. But if you don't have that, you're so fragmented and it's so costly to be here and there and everywhere. You have to consolidate your operations so that you get the benefits of scale and the economies of scale. And that's what makes it so attractive in North Dakota, because you can do that.
So, Jay, what's the future hold? I mean, where do you see this 5 years, 10 years from now?
You know, it's been fun to watch. You know, you guys were talking earlier about how you have this bow wave of development and how infrastructure lags behind it. You know, I think what you've seen over the last year or so in the Bakken is the rig count has really leveled off. And so people have essentially held their acreage at this point, and we're all working on infill and development. And this is the sweet spot for everybody involved in the play, where we've really kind of leveled activity out. We're getting more efficient. We're really putting things in place for the long haul. This is going to be a long-term development. I think you're going to see this be oil field for a long, long time. And I think people will start to see the benefits of this and less of the downside as we go forward.
Well, and that plays right into what we were talking about earlier, which is the people that were that are listening to us right now, their biggest concern, they know there needs to be an investment in what you do.
Sure.
And that you're paying taxes that give us the ability to invest in that. But the concern they have is they went through it in the 80s. And so to hear you say that, to me, that's reassuring to them because that tells them, hey, spend the money. Invest in the roads. Invest in the infrastructure. Western Area Water Supply, perfect example of all of that, where the industry and the public-private are making sure that people even have rural water districts out there. I mean, Jack, that's what the future, I think, holds.
That is what the future holds here. When you have a very, very large, very well-run company like EOG building rail terminals, You don't build rail terminals at the drop of a hat. You don't make that kind of capital investment like they've made in Stanley for that kind of infrastructure without knowing that you're looking at decades and decades of development and growth and opportunity. So anyone who has qualms about, you know, here today, gone tomorrow, I think can lay those concerns to rest because that simply is not in the cards.
Yeah, I think that's the truth. All right, guys, we got a senator in the House. We're going to bring her in on this conversation. I'm going to check the clock here, and Amy hasn't given me my clue that
there it is.
I think I was right. All right, we'll be back with Senator Heidi Heitkamp right after this. North